In a so-called free state, officials and stakeholders concoct solutions to problems often created by other bureaucrats and with little regard for infringements on the people. These stories are born at the apex of freedom and entrepreneurship. We foolishly advocate for the taxpayer. Brian's Beat presents Freedom Fools.
It's the final day for Freedom Fools. Final weekday for Freedom Fools. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I mean, some stuff that is funny, some stuff that just ain't so. Welcome to Friday's Freedom Fools on WBSM. Yes, I am back. Monday, when we do the show at 6 o'clock, it's going to be Brian's Beat. The show that you're used to hearing on Saturday mornings, Freedom Fools, will be on tomorrow at 1 in the afternoon. Fresh show, 3 hours, 1 to 4. And Paul Santos will be doing the show that I've been doing for the last, I don't know how many years. He'll be on from 7 to 9. Pittman will be sandwiched in at 9, going until noon. And then Jose Matos, Money Matters, from noon until 1, and then I'm in at 1 o'clock. As I said earlier, we've got a lot of stuff to get into today. So let's start with some of the basics. Today being May 2nd, it's Baby Day. Baby Day. We've had child and that kind of stuff. It's Baby Day. And Brothers and Sisters Day. And I guess you start with the baby, and if there's been a baby before, well, now you get to the brothers and sisters part of it. International Space Day. It's also National Life Insurance Day. Why? Don't know. Thought I'd throw that in there, though. National Life Insurance Day. And who could forget waking up to this news? That Osama bin Laden reported killed by U.S. forces in Pakistan. The second I heard that, I wanted, give me some more information. And I got to tell you, to this date, which would be 14 years since it happened, I still have trouble believing the story that our troops took it upon themselves to kill Osama bin Laden, not bring the body back. From what I recall, threw the body overboard, basically feeding him to the sharks. Couldn't give the guy his due process. I know he wasn't in the United States. Look, we didn't do that to Tojo. Look what Tojo did on December 7, 1941. Of course, I guess somebody could slam back and say, well, look what we did to Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The Brian's Beat quote of the day. And I kind of screwed up the quote of the day yesterday. I attributed a quote to somebody else who didn't say it. The person, it was just a mix-up. The person, J. Edgar Hoover, is responsible for today's quote. Just the minute the FBI begins making recommendations on what should be done with its information, it becomes a Gestapo. Just the minute the FBI begins making recommendations on what should be done with its information, it becomes a Gestapo. What about some of these other troops? Have they become a Gestapo, in your opinion? especially seeing what's been going on over the past couple of months. Your thoughts at 508-996-0500. I just thought I'd throw that in there along with the Osama bin Laden, in case anybody thinks that, well, maybe, you know, isn't it a little fishy? No pun intended. A little fishy that they didn't bring the body back that they said that they killed him. Okay. As I said, lots of things to cover in what is now definitely less than an hour. It's the case that just does not seem to disappear. I would use another word, but I feel that I would be peppering the lawsuit. It's the lawsuit against the city of New Bedford, Mayor Mitchell, but it also includes now the Bayside Lounge in Fairhaven, where former fire chief, New Bedford fire chief, Paul Coderre, was having a few pops before he took a shot at a Acushnet police officer, and officers fired back and killed him. In the latter case against the Bayside, with our current laws, I do believe the family has a good chance of winning. By all accounts from witnesses, Chief Coderre was intoxicated. In fact, they wanted to try to keep him from driving. His friends that he had been sitting there drinking with for a good portion of the afternoon. And the responsibility in this particular case rests on the server and the bartender and Bayside from continuing to serve former Chief Coderre. I should say Coderre Jr. But apparently they did not, or not soon enough. According to the reports, Coderre Jr.'s blood alcohol level was about 3 times the passing grade. And he was out, he was brandishing a firearm. He refused to not drive if he ever did get into his vehicle. It's a real sad case. We know most of it. I know that there are people that believe that, well, the mayor and the city were correct in taking away his retirement designation. There are others that believe opposite. I don't know this guy from Adam. I do know, as a person who has had severe back pain throughout most of my adulthood, that there are times that the pain is persistent, throbbing. You don't even feel like getting out of bed. In fact, I've had days when I did not get out of bed. And then there are other days, sometimes the very next day, where you hardly feel anything. And maybe you can lift 176 pounds in awkward fashion and put it in and out of the back of your truck. It's a lot of weight. I get it. Same day that Coderre was killed, he found out from the city of New Bedford that they were going to keep on pursuing dropping his benefits, basically. And that led to what by all accounts seems to be excessive drinking And I think that he and others in the party were also commemorating another brother, first responder. So if you'd like to comment about it, you're more than welcome to do so. As I said, there are things to bring up today that, you know, that certainly is a very sad case, the one with former Chief Coderre. I have also stated that, not today, but I am going to now, that I reserve my right to laugh at certain things. Have you heard about this? Now, you know about folks here in the Commonwealth and outside of Massachusetts have been vandalizing Teslas. Well, and I got this from Rick Sobey at the Boston Herald. Massachusetts student who allegedly torched Teslas released after attorney made an argument. You hear about this? I'll do my best not to totally crack up. A local college student who was arrested by the feds for allegedly torching Teslas in a deliberate and dangerous arson attack was released after his attorney argued that he needs to receive gender-affirming care in the community. I did not stutter. The attorney argued that his client, a 19-year-old by the name of Owen McIntyre, needs to be released from custody. Look, I don't know if arson suspects are held until their trial or if they are allowed out on bail. And I would tend to think that they are allowed out on bail. But I'm, you know, well, what does gender-affirming care have to do with this particular case? That's what I snicker. By the way, this kid, Owen McIntyre, a UMass Boston student, he is an adolescent. This is what his attorney argued and won with, or at least won this round. Owen McIntyre is an adolescent first-year college student with no criminal history, deep ties to his community, and a stable, supportive home environment waiting for him. According to his attorney, he has well-documented medical and mental health needs, including autism spectrum disorder, ADHD, depression, and gender dysphoria that require ongoing care and structure, which can only be provided in the community. Well, maybe this is a stupid question, but if this guy is getting some type of gender-affirming care, well, why wasn't he doing that at home? Why does he need to be released? I should also mention here that Owen McIntyre, even though he is a UMass Boston student, home for him is Missouri. So was he traveling back and forth on a regular basis for this gender-affirming care? And I don't know how many college students go away to college and they have autism. part of the spectrum. I don't know. I'm not trying to say that they should be able to or should not be able to. But is all of this going to be part of the defense for why this guy was able to create havoc, torch Teslas on the premise that he did do it? He has this Owen McIntyre. He has well-documented medical and mental health needs. He must have been on the DEI program, including autism spectrum disorder. That's ASD, if you abbreviate, ADHD, depression. Whew. UMass Boston did a lot to accept this student. Gender dysphoria. Medically, Owen faces serious and ongoing needs. He takes daily medications for depression and ADHD and has consistently demonstrated insight into his diagnosis and compliance with his treatment. He also receives gender-affirming medical care, which began in March. So what, a little over a month ago? And is likely to be interrupted or terminated entirely if he remains in pre-trial detention. I'm sorry. Should the guy be released? Maybe, but well, all of this stuff, it's scary. Imagine being his roommate in college. Because chances are someone like that is not on his own. Maybe he is. Maybe they're. I don't know. For most of my life, UMass Boston was a commuter school. You could move up to the area, but there were no on-campus dorms. This kid is from Kansas City. Whew. Help me with this. I'm sorry. McIntyre was back home in Kansas City for spring break last month when he's accused of using a Molotov cocktail to light a gray cyber truck on fire. Well, wait a minute. He was back home for spring break when he's accused of using a Molotov cocktail to light up. If he was home, how did he light the trucks on fire? Or was the blaze outside of the area? I'm really confused here. Or did this happen outside of the area? This story is very, very confusing. It's sounding more and more, as I read over it again, that McIntyre was at home for spring break and for whatever reason got out of his cave and went on this little spree. Well, if he's at home, he probably should not be allowed back at school. I'm just wondering if this is some type of defense. Somewhere down the road, the attorney is going to argue, well, my client has ADHD. Lots of people do. My client has autism. He's on the spectrum. Lots of people do. Depression. Lots of people do. And he's trying to change his gender. Not a lot of people do. Your thoughts, 508-996-0500. Hello.
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 The Tesla vandal. When he went home, that's where he went to the dealership and did the damage. And it was spring break. His lawyer is saying that he started gender hormones in March.
Yep.
So is it a ploy to get him out saying he has
to continue? You tell me. Spring break was in March, right? For college kids.
I believe so. Yeah. Sometimes it's earlier, too. I'm not too sure when his spring break was. But he went home, and they claim he's autistic, he's all this, but he has the sense enough to go and vandalize and get away with it because they couldn't find him at first because he came back to Massachusetts. So it's almost like an alibi. It's not me. I'm in Massachusetts. No one ever thinks it's me. I think it's so disgusting that the judges are now saying, if you're a Democrat, you get away with stuff. If you're a Republican, you go to jail. I am so disgusted the way the judicial system is working now.
I don't know. I'm not going to try to guess that. I think if nothing else, but that's the kid. We don't know about the judge.
Well, I can't believe that they call him a kid and he's in college.
He's a 19-year-old adolescent first-year college student.
Yes, but when I was 19, I wasn't thinking of going to dealerships and burning them down. There's definitely
neither was I.
Mean kid.
And when I was 19, at 18, I was considered an adult.
Yes, and you can drive, even though they say your brain doesn't form until 26. It's like, what a crazy world. Some people are mature, some people aren't.
This guy, McIntyre, he was granted home detention under his parents' supervision and ordered to stay away from Tesla dealerships. Oh, how nice.
I can't believe that story, because if he has to be out because the doctor has to do things, let the doctor bring the medicine to the jail, because he doesn't want to go into a man's jail. That's why he wants to go into a women's jail.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Great point.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Thank you much.
Okay.
I do a great point, because here's what I was thinking. So the attorney is arguing in front of the judge why this guy needs to be home. And he says something akin to, well, Your Honor, can you imagine my client? He's behind bars, and the guard comes and has the medication, and his jail cell's mate says, so what is that for? And he goes, well, I've got this for ADHD. I've got this one for autism. And this one for depression. And this is my gender-affirming medication. Can you imagine? And then don't tell the other inmates. That thing would be going around like wildfire. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to Freedom Fools, the final Freedom Fools weekday edition tonight. It moves to Saturdays, 1 to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, we will be doing Brian's Beat, the show that you are used to hearing on Saturday mornings. Just doing a little bit of a flip-flop, Is this another case where President Trump's bark is bigger than his bite?
Is the Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Well,
are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal laws.
We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it, because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply, because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state. Good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one. And enjoy your life after governor, because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
You know, I have no idea if Janet Mills will ever run for another office, be elected to another office. But I do know this. In the argument between President Trump and Janet Mills that took place back in February. Remember how long ago that was? Maine wins. Maine wins. According to the Boston Globe, Maine newspapers, and other news sources, the Trump administration has agreed to halt all efforts to freeze funds intended for a state of Maine child nutrition program after initially suspending those dollars due to a disagreement between the state and Trump over transgender athletes. The state of Maine, by the way, has, I believe, this school cycle, two transgender athletes. In this particular case, boys or born boy playing girls sport. And so I thought, well, maybe there's a catch here, because it does say the Trump administration has agreed to halt all efforts to freeze funds intended for a state of Maine child nutrition program. Okay, so I thought, well, maybe it's just a child nutrition program that's going to be okay, but not some other programs. And so I read the complete story, and he basically, here's what happened. The state of Maine decided to move forward with a lawsuit when the president decided to freeze those funds. And apparently somebody whispered into the president's ear, hey, they got us here. I mean, there are plenty of laws that support what they are saying and what they are doing, and nothing to support what you're trying to do. And so it wasn't Maine twisting. Maine just took a lawsuit. And the restraining order on the funds stopped. You can read the story. It's online. But now here's what you can expect next. There are several states that have similar pending lawsuits against the federal government over the same thing dealing with born male, now turned female, playing on girls and women's sports teams. If it works for Maine, how does it not work for Massachusetts, California, and all of the other states? I don't know if the president calculates the black eyes, the demerits that he gets. But if you were to take a look at the count, let's go back to, let's say, the beginning of April. There have been a lot of losses here. Now, quite frankly, I think that, well, you know what I think, that we should not be paying any money to the federal government from our taxes, our federal income taxes, dealing with education. And if we did not pay that money to the federal government, then we wouldn't have to worry about a chokehold from the president. But more importantly, states could make their own decisions about whether or not a trans boy or boys in general can play on girls sports teams, and girls in general or a trans boy could play on a boys or men's sports team. goodness, the federal government already wants to get out of education. Why don't we just let them? Why don't we get Congress to convene and make that move? Oh, I'm sorry. Congress is too busy. Busy doing what? The Republicans control the House of Representatives. The Republicans control the U.S. Senate. There is no bill on the floor to abolish the Department of Education. I think there is a bill, but nothing that's being worked on. Now, I think that bill passes in the House of Representatives, but you have to get by the filibuster in order to get a vote on it in the U.S. Senate. And my guess is, like I said, I think it could pass in the House of Representatives. The Democrats would vote it down. And there may be two or three Republicans that are thinking the same thing, because each one of them is up for re-election in 2026. And you may feel differently from what I'm getting ready to express, but the Trump administration is not looking good since, let's say, mid-February to where we are right now, May 2nd, 2025. And you combine the tariffs, economy, the removal and apprehension of people that are allowed to be here in the United States, not the ones that shouldn't be here, but the ones that are allowed to be. These are all demerits against the administration. And the Republicans that are elected to the House of Representatives and to the U.S. Senate, they're not doing a damn thing. So I'm not surprised if the Democrats wrestle back control of one or both branches of Congress in 2026. At least that's the way things are sitting today, May 2nd, 2025. But at issue right now is this case where the president made a spectacle of himself going after Governor Mills of Maine. Not that I support Governor Mills, but you know what? It's that kind of stuff, that kind of bullying, that it may not turn the MAGA crowd off, but it turns off that swing voter. That swing voter that in 2024 decided to vote for Trump because they couldn't take what was going on with the Biden-Harris camp. But now they're looking and they're saying, what have I done? This is not what I voted for. And as I mentioned the other day, yeah, Donald Trump may have gotten an electoral mandate on immigration about getting illegals out. He did not get a mandate about harassing people that are allowed to be here. He didn't get a mandate about going after Harvard and Columbia. He didn't get a mandate for placing tariffs on every country. He did get a mandate to fix the economy. And look, time will tell what will happen with our economy, but the way it's looking right now, and worse. You know, sometimes you can just come up to the table and say, yeah, I may have screwed up right here, but things are going to get better down the road. His favorite crutch is to throw it back onto Biden. Well, this president must really believe that he has everybody in the media fooled. because the economy was getting better than it is right now toward the end of Biden's term. I'm not trying to say that Biden did a bang-up job. Believe me, I am not. But when you throw it on him and then people, reporters and their fact finders come back with the information to refute what the president has said. I was just reading something earlier today. There are more than 100, but just 100 of the things that President Trump has stated since he took office that just are not true. So people, you know, people pick up on it. If you're a MAGA person, all the power to you. But sometimes you got to look and see what's really going on. This guy is making up stuff. I would hope, again, going back to this case with Maine, because it also deals with Massachusetts. But going back to this case with Maine, you know, you've got a president. I mean, if you don't call that bullying what he was doing, you may think he was right, but it was still bullying. And then all of a sudden, look who's down on his knee saying, look, we can't go forward with this case. All your funds are going to be able to come to you. You can do your programs. And this whole thing dealing with transgender athletes, at least for right now, it's okay. I'm not sure how that makes the diehard Trump supporter feel. I had no idea that this would come to such a quick turnaround. But it has. What was that? Not even 3 months ago. Now, is Janet Mills electable to any other position? I got to tell you, if she runs for re-election, I'm not sure that she can. But she stood up to the President of the United States of America. That takes guts. Again, maybe she runs for the U.S. Senate. She used to be an attorney general. Maybe she'll get a seat on that state Supreme Court. I don't know. But to the throng in Maine, she's looking pretty good at this particular time. 508-996-0500. Don't know about you, but I never thought that it would turn around to be the way that it's turned out. Unbelievable. Okay. Quick break. Find out what's going on outside. In fact, I can tell you one thing. It doesn't look like rain now, but let's say about tomorrow at this time, we'll have had plenty of rain. Elon's going to do the cutting, huh? Looks like the board over at Tesla might be cutting Elon. Maybe, maybe not. Speaking of cuts, President Trump says he'll revoke Harvard's tax-exempt status. And he's getting the IRS to do it. I'm not exactly sure what grounds the IRS is going to use to cut the tax-exempt status to the point that the IRS would win a court case if they indeed move down that road. Again, you got to ask yourself the question, why is President Trump stooping to these measures? Because Harvard, a private school, doesn't want to cow down to his demands. It's a private university. They did their own anti-Semitic report. They also did an anti Islamophobia, Muslim, Indian type report. And they admit they have things to work on for everybody. And to the best of my knowledge, the Trump administration hasn't done any type of study in regards to that, not only at Harvard, but at Columbia, or at any college or university in the United States of America. I ask you, if you voted for Donald Trump on November 5th, 2024, is that what you voted for? You voted for removing Harvard's tax-exempt status because Harvard doesn't want to capitulate? You think that's okay? Or are you finally reading some of the tea leaves here? I am going to save most of this for tomorrow's Freedom Fools. But I mentioned a few weeks ago that I would be buying Made in the USA. And I have been looking. But after a few events this week, I am pulling back on that. I don't know if I want to call it a challenge, but that statement that I made. And here's why. I told you about Temu, which is an online store from China. They are now listing not only the price of whatever good that you want to buy, but then whatever the tariff increase to the side. So you can see would have cost you $8, but now it's going to cost you an additional $21 to buy whatever good. These are just arbitrary numbers that I'm throwing out there. But they are doing it to let you know what the tariffs are. But there are a couple of things. Not only are they letting you know what the tariff price is going to be, but to let you know that you, the consumer, are paying that tariff. It's something that I stated a long time ago. I had arguments with people here on this radio station and listeners who believe that no, China or whatever importing country would be paying. Well, now you know. Now you know. So to take this to the next step, Amazon was going to do something similar to what Temu does. But after a conversation with the president of the United States of America, Jeff Bezos backed down. Okay, I mean, he's allowed to do it. But here's what else Amazon is doing. Amazon has suppliers, people that they get their goods from. And they're telling their suppliers, all right, you're not allowed to mark up to make up the difference. You're going to give it to us at the price that we originally paid. So Amazon doesn't suffer, but the other companies are. So I'm giving the middle finger to Amazon and whatever conversation that took place to make Amazon make the move that they made. That really stinks. 66 in Seekonk, 56 in Rochester, 60 in New Bedford. I cannot believe it. Well, I guess I should believe it. What's happening here is the middleman, the small businesses that need that markup, they're being chased out of business. And we get to watch it with our own face. Adios until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Traveling around from town to town. Sometimes I think I'll settle down. But I know I'd hunger to be free. Roving the only life for me. Adrifting. Traveling along the road.